then somewhere along the line, you got into the invention business.
Dad's principal activity was oil field support, but that's very sporadic. So you had quite a bit of time in the shop in which you looked for something to do. That was the opportunity for me. Why don't we make something that we can make in spare times? And so we made some products, a number of them. One of them happened to be a trenching machine.
Let's talk then about the first thing that you created.
I can't say first because there were three or four activities going on at the same time. But the big one was a portable oil field derrick, a derrick like they use now, about three or four of them. And it was too big an investment. I had to make them outside. They wouldn't fit in the shop. The Geronimo was one that just sort of happened, really just because of observation. It may have been, as I recall, by a guy who came in and said, "Why don't you?" The need to escape from the top of a derrick was prevalent then as it is now if there's something happens on the derrick floor. And the way that it was done then was just make sure there was a wire line attached up there at the workstation, formal board, I think they call it, at about 60-foot elevation off the floor. You tie it to the doghouse or something outside with a wire line, and you just threw your leg across and slide down and used your glove then to retard your descent, which was not a particularly safe act. So I made a slide with a little brake on it, set of wheels made out of aluminum brass that would not spark, because the reason to get down from there was a danger below, might be escaping gas. That became the Geronimo, and that was my first marketable product, as I recall it.
Did you sell many of that?
Yeah, the problem is you don't sell but one per drilling derrick. Unless they run over the truck or lose it, they don't need another one. It moves with the rig. The number of drilling rigs at that point in time was about 1,500 in the United States, and it hasn't changed now. In the United States and Canada, I read the reports, there are only about 1,600 drilling rigs at any one point in time, so none of them need more than one of those Geronimos. The market, although it was a good market, it was a limited market, and so it became more of a nuisance than it became a product as far as we're concerned. So I eventually sold it, and it did not fit markets that we were developing later. It took a different distribution, different marketing, different advertising. I just sold it.
And why did you call it Geronimo?
Well, at that point, that was still during World War II or shortly thereafter, and paratroopers, as it relayed to me, would have to holler some loud sound when they jumped out of an aircraft to get their ears unstopped. One of the things they hollered was Geronimo, from the legendary Indian Geronimo that apparently jumped off a wall or something. So the name just stuck.
And I think every kid, boy particularly in the world, every time he jumped, it was always Geronimo. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the whole nation did that.
Yes.